Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2005 Presidential Inaugural Ceremonies, A Vision of America.
No, you didn't miss it. This was today's rehearsal for the presidential inauguration. A stand-in, Chief Justice Rehnquist, administered the oath of office to a stand-in, President Bush. As security officials finalize their plans, protesters are preparing too. They're negotiating for space along the parade route, with one group filing a lawsuit. NPR's Nancy Marshall Genzer spent time with some of these protest groups and sent this report.
On a cold winter night, in a barely heated cafe in a gritty area of Washington, a group of protest organizers who call themselves the Spokes Council of Washington are making introductions.
All right, who's in power spoke? I'm handing some out.
One organizer rips long pieces off a roll of paper and asks representatives of various protest groups to write out their names and email addresses and tack them to the wall. There's contact information for women's groups, the Black Panthers, the Green Party. The organizer of this meeting, Shahid Buttar, says 30 to 40 different groups are represented.
We've got a lot of student groups, a lot of faith groups, a lot of labor groups, a lot of women's choice groups, and a lot of anti-war groups. So really, one of the things that's most inspiring about this mobilization is the bridges that are being built. They're actually coming together now to form a block against this president.
Buttar says busloads of counter-inaugural demonstrators will be coming to Washington from all over the country. Buttar says the protest groups are trying to broaden their base, reaching out to people who may not have demonstrated before. Representatives of one new group called Progressive Democrats of America attended Buttar's meeting. The group's national director, Tim Carpenter, says a lot of Democrats want to demonstrate against a president who, they say, doesn't represent them.
We need to remind the American people that he only won by 2.9%. It's no mandate.
Carpenter says protesters will have a buffet of options for getting out that message. There will be a 3-mile march that ends near the White House, close to a stage for speeches and music sponsored by the Committee to Redefeat the President. An anti-war die-in is planned, and a group called Billionaires for Bush, familiar from the Republican convention in New York, will pretend to auction off Social Security. Other protesters will ride bikes down major avenues to disrupt Washington's morning commute on Inauguration Day. And then there's TurnYourBackOnBush.org. It's pretty easy to figure out what they plan to do, organizer Jed Heiko.
So we felt like turning your back on Bush would be a sign of defiance and resistance to Bush and his policies.
Heiko says his protesters plan to follow the inaugural committee's strict security rules. They won't carry any signs and will attempt to look and act like everyone else until they turn their backs.
If that means for the day that people dress up like Republicans if they wish, whatever that means, that's something that people can choose to do if they want. Our sense is there'll be a lot of profiling of people. And so we're just sort of saying, don't do anything that makes you stand out.
We're not turning our back. We're going to be in Bush's face.
That's Brian Becker, the national coordinator of the group ANSWER, or Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. ANSWER has organized some of Washington's biggest demonstrations to date against the war in Iraq. The National Park Service may allow ANSWER to set up its own bleachers on the route. ANSWER says that would be a first, but it's still suing the federal government for more access for the general public and for permission to attach sticks to signs so they can be held high.
We have every right to have signs. We have every right to chant. We have every right to be loud and to be visible.
And if the demonstrators are tired after their long day, they can relax at any of several counter-inaugural balls. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington.